This is your Zim Minute from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm Tatenda Gumbo. Our top stories today, July 26, 2013. Cases of political violence and intimidation are on the rise in Zimbabwe 4 days before the country holds general elections. The Constitutional Court rules that members of the uniformed forces who failed to cast their votes in a special election should be allowed to vote next Wednesday. The United States provides $5.6 million in scholarships for underprivileged but academically talented Zimbabwean students set to pursue studies in American universities. And African Boxing Union title holder Charles Munyuchi has left Zimbabwe and joined a Zambian stable as the sport continues to crumble in the country. Those stories and more at 7:30 from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And join us for live talk at 8:30 when we'll take your calls in a discussion about the upsurge of violence 4 days before a general election.